All right, it's 720 WGN. It's 10 o'clock on Tuesday night, and that means it's time for The Worst, our segment where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. It's a simple concept. And we got good prizes. Pair of tickets to an unforgettable evening of music with the Broadway composer Stephen Schwartz. Wow. He's going to share stories of working on the Tony Award-winning musicals Pippin, Godspell, and Wicked. It's at the Mack Center at the College of DuPage, Friday, October 7th. That's a good price. So you could do that. We also got a pair of tickets to the Barty Bunch, which is a show at the Mercury Theater. And we've got a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lots to give away. 312-981-7200. You know the drill. What do you think's the worst? Call in, text, and get on the air. 312-981-7200. In studio with me tonight, Amy Guth. Amy Guth, of course, the longtime host here at WGN. She does the Saturday show, the Saturday Night Special. It's 7 o'clock, is that right?
That's the one.
Nailed it. And she also is still working on the documentary on online harassment, abuse, and civility. How's it going?
It's going great. You know, it's such an interesting topic because I'm the reason I made it a series instead of just one 90-minute doc is because it's a topic that keeps on giving.
Yeah,
every
right.
time I look up, there's a new thing happening. And so every time I say, well, I've seen it all. No, nope, there's more. It's going to get weirder and worse. And so, I'm able to capture a lot of it and interview a lot of interesting people and share, you know, hear a lot of interesting stories.
Yeah, it feels like it's every single week we're hearing another story
absolutely.
About bullying and
yeah.
and I mean, Corey Feldman comes to mind.
Right.
What we
He's
saw on the Today
latest.
Show. It's like, yeah. It's like he just, it's like almost watching a celebrity open the internet for the first time, seeing what pours out. Feel bad. Michael McCarthy, of course. How you doing, bud? Good to see you.
Good to see
He's
you
been
too.
On the program before. Michael McCarthy, a longtime Chicago. I guess we call you Chicagoan at this point. You've been
yes,
living here for
please.
A long time. From Cleveland, but he's also a former writer for SNL, also a writer for Sesame Street, one of my... Not too many writers from Sesame Street come through the downloads door, so we appreciate that.
Oh, that's too bad.
And, of course, he is a teacher at IO right now. He teaches classes, and he's going to be a show called POV, which is on October 3rd. It's a talk show on stage at the IO, which is really, really part of the curriculum that you're teaching at IO.
Right. We try to, like, be as practical and make the abstract concrete, as I was saying before the show. But, it's basically going to promote a week's worth of programming at the I.O., but it's really an excuse for my students to try out their jokes, which I think I have a very good group this session, so hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll be good. It'll be a success.
There
and
you
it won't
go.
End up as one of the worst.
Yeah, there. You know, it's the worst, that show.
That one show.
That one show at I.O.
Yeah.
All right, 312-981-7200. The calls and texts are coming in. Let's start the worst. The way we start it every week is with Pete Zimmerman. Pete Zimmerman, how are you, my friend?
I am wonderful.
All right, you ready to start it off?
Yes. You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When you get a breaking news email,
mm-hmm.
and then it sends you to a paywall.
Oh, man. A breaking news email that sends you to a paywall. Not good. Yeah, that's not it. That's never good. I'm not a big fan of breaking news emails anymore.
Right.
Who does? I mean, there's so much that you can do beyond that, and I feel like I'm this close to having my Twitter feed, like, implanted into my head. Like, I don't need an email that tells me what's breaking.
Right, and people use breaking to label almost everything. Breaking, art gallery opening. Not really a breaking thing. Not
oh,
so
thanks.
Much. Like, save the breaking for the big stuff.
Yeah, right.
And I think we kind of overuse that a little bit. So that's a, I think we could reel it in just a bit on the breaking.
Breaking.
That's a good one.
I know. Developing. What happened to developing? I was a big fan
right.
of developing.
I
what
like developing.
Meaning,
like, we know the gist, but we don't know all the details.
Right.
Developing story. No need to panic yet.
No, exactly. 608 says the worst of the Bears. We'll just get that out of the way right
yeah.
now, so we don't have those all night. We got it. They were the worst. That you. A lot of ways you can go there. All right, Amy, what do you got for the worst?
So recently, I hurt my shoulder, and I've been wearing a sling. I'm not wearing it tonight just because I'm. Stubborn in that way, but I was recently traveling a lot, and people are like drawn to it like a moth to flame. They see someone wearing a sling, they'll like walk into it, and people kept like running into
oh,
me.
Oh no!
But more than one person said, "Oh gosh, did I do that to you?" No, no. Clearly, you didn't do that to me. Clearly, I showed
like the actual like sling,
like gestured to it, and was like, "Oh, did I just do that to you?" Like,
Yeah, no, you did. I grabbed the sling.
Sling materialized just now on the moving sidewalk, which I thought was such a weird thing that people, their reaction to like, oh crap, I just hit somebody who was injured.
It was very strange.
And one of the people was like one of my seatmates. Like while
I'm, oh my god, did I just put your arm in a sling?
He's like,
I'm so sorry.
Gosh, did I just hurt you? And I'm like, no. He goes, did you have that? I mean, you know what I mean? I'm like, what are you saying right now, sir? What's happening?
It's kind of narcissism on a level that can't be. I'm completely in charge of everything I see and
everything I touch is affected. Yeah. Right?
You would need NASA instruments to be able to chart the narcissism. Regular calibration can take care of it.
All right, 312-981-7200. Michael, what do you got for the worst?
I hope they're not a sponsor of yours, but Spirit Airlines.
They're not a sponsor, but
my God.
I don't know that they sponsor anything, do they?
Oh, no. Except pain and misery. I was you can breathe out for free, but inhaling costs $7 and also guaranteed to lose your luggage. It becomes sort of my, because I periodically teach these workshops in New York, and I'll leave at 6 a.m. and
try to get in like an hour.
The worst was, to kind of grab the theme by the throat, I went to LaGuardia, and I was flying back to Chicago, and the people working at the gate did a little play, a spontaneous sketch about how terrible the customers were, and I kind of lost it and went, we are the most beat up group of people in airports anyway. How dare you? Like, no, I'm normally.
Was it a Spirit Airlines like sketch?
Yeah. The ticket agent was going, one guy arrived late and he gave a bunch of excuses, and then they bowed, and it was one of those things where they were amusing each other.
Right.
And I just went, hang on.
I'd like to interject myself into the sketch.
Yeah.
I've got some sketch comedy background, if I could jump in right now.
I have some notes. Can you sit down and just...
You know one of them had an MFA, and they were just exercising their right to use it there.
Or maybe they recognize you, Michael. They're like, he used to work on Sesame Street.
He'll make some calls. I can't wait to be able to make calls.
That's what you're waiting on.
Yeah, right?
312-981-7200. All right, so we'll take a break. I've got a lot of text coming in, and the lines are lit up, so we'll come back right after the break and get to everybody. Debbie, Allie, Jim, all the texts that are waiting. We'll get to you here on The Worst. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all.
It's The Worst here on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. Amy Guth, Michael McCarthy in studio with me tonight as we get ready for the onslaught. And you guys have inspired people. There's a lot of transportation driven The Worst. So why don't we start right there? Why don't we start with Debbie? Debbie, what's The Worst, Debbie? You there, Debbie? No.
Hello?
Hi, Debbie. What's the worst?
Hi. The worst is when you're a Uber driver and you pick up in Wrigleyville and have to drive 30 minutes and they poop in your car 3 times.
What?
And they'll tell you that they're annoyed with you because you're not home yet.
Okay.
Wow.
Does it work the same way as cabs where there's a thing on the Uber that says if you throw up in a car, you get $50? No?
No, it's in the app, and it's $150.
Oh.
Wow. Did that person get charged?
What was that?
Did that person get charged?
They did. I had to send pictures into Uber, and within 10 minutes, the money was in my account.
Oh, good. So, hey, that's not so bad. A little cleanup?
No, but it pretty much ends your night. You can't drive anymore because your car stinks. I mean, you're done.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And that's kind of awful.
You have more money for the night.
Yeah, thanks, Debbie. That was good. Thanks.
That's kind of awful that you have to photograph it.
Oh, I know, right?
she's got that on her phone. These like
she's
barf
document
pictures.
It. Oh. It goes from there to Instagram.
I think that's in Dante's Inferno. Like one of the levels of hell is just Wrigleyville. Like
just across the way.
Pushing a boulder back and forth through Wrigleyville.
Right. All right. So let's keep going. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome to The Worst. What's The Worst, Jim?
I'll tell you what The Worst is. Waiting in line at the self-checkout. Then you gotta wait again for a price check on an item that doesn't scan, and you get no discount. All your groceries. What happened to the fast lane on this? it seems like there's more people in the self-checkout waiting in line than scanning through. And now they got video. I don't know what they're taking pictures. They got to charge us for.
You're just really not digging the self-checkout, Jim. You seem to be very biased against the self-checkout.
No, it's just, I don't know who's saving money, the company, not you.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening, right? That's the end. Automated. That, you think that's the beginning? Driverless cars, my friend. Go, Jim. No, he's gone. No, I do agree, essentially. My problem with self-checkout lines, I think I mentioned this a couple weeks ago at the worst, is that they've decided it's wild, wild west on how you line up for them. If you go to the grocery store now and you're not even sure, you're like, I think the line starts here, and you're down an aisle, and then people cut in front. I mean, it's just like, it's so, for the idea of going completely automated, they've almost made it even more wild.
How can we create more resentment? I think that's like the R&D, the brainstorming with dry erase boards. I know. No lines.
This will get them.
Yeah.
Well, there is kind of like, speaking of Wild Western transportation stuff, right? When we think about airports, like, let's go back to the airport thing. As soon as they say, now boarding, people act like crazy people.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
And there's like shoving and weird entitlement. Like, we're all going to get on. It's fine. But weird entitlement stuff comes on. Like, even if you've got your elbow out, someone that's like, I'm zone one. And they'll, like, put their elbow in front of you just to, like, I'm just standing here. We're just here. It's good. It's a really weird thing.
It is a weird human society thing. Where when that bubble goes around the gate and all the people just are there and no one's really, everyone acts like they're just kind of, like, step by step sort of sneaking closer. Like, I'm not even, I'm just sneaking a little closer.
No,
I'm not doing anything. I'm just standing here. And you're like, what is happening that we all need to get as close as we can?
How can we make it more passive aggressive? Let's see. Anderson in accounting. Do you have any ideas?
Right. All right, let's go to Allie. Allie, what's the worst, Allie?
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so the worst is when you're having like a really fabulous, fantastic dream, you wake up from it, there's no way you can will yourself back into that great dream.
Yeah.
But if you're having a nightmare, you wake up, and no matter what you try, you always go back into that nightmare as soon as you fall back to sleep. Why?
So true.
Why?
Allie, that's a good one. Yeah.
You just have to switch like Netflix. You have to like sign up for a new carrier that allows, you know, where there's a book and a hand opens it and you go to the table of contents.
I wish.
That would be, Allie, that is a good one. I agree. The great dreams never come back. The nightmares do, though, right?
Always do. Always do.
All right. Thanks, Allie. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
312-981-7200. We've got a lot of great texts as well I'm going to get to here. But
Have you ever, maybe with writing, that you've awakened in the middle of the night and had this amazing idea, and so you write down shoe tree, and you're convinced that you'll remember exactly what that is, and you wake up in the morning and, what the hell?
I have done that so many times, and usually it works out fine, but one of my weirdest is I woke up and I wrote Marxist Sharpay, and then went back to bed, and I have no idea. But at the time, I wrote it like with really like a heavy hand. Like I meant it, and I wrote Marxist Sharpay.
Great.
Where in the world?
Great sketch title. Great title for a sketch show.
Yeah, definitely.
Sharpay. I agree. I think that I wonder how technology plays in that too, because I feel like half the time that I'm in any situation where I wake up and I'm like, oh, I need to write that down, I go to my phone to write it down in notes, and I get distracted by whatever's on the phone. Oh, I should check Facebook too.
Yeah.
I should do this. And then you're like, what did happen? Oh,
what
I
was
lost
it going to write?
It.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's so good. 312-981-7200. 630 says the worst is being hungry and driving down a country road where there's nothing for miles. Wow. That's,
fair enough.
That is.
Route 61. I remember driving to LA from Chicago on Route 66. Forgive me. And, no gas, nothing. Basically, a nuclear test site was basically for most of New Mexico. Yeah, I can wait. That is the worst.
That is the worst.
We made it.
You would be surprised, though, with Route 66. You would think that they would, every mile, they would put a Hardee's, knowing that everybody's taking that route, right?
Yeah. Well, I think it was great in the like post-World War II, but now it's like a Sam Shepard play.
I completely forgot about Route 66, and I was at the Santa Monica Pier not too long ago, and I looked up and it said, this is where Route 66 ends or starts or whatever. I was like,
And it ends at, yeah. I think, Ogden and Wells.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I was like, Ogden, huh, I've been Lincoln. At both spots. There you go. Well, the worst is when you're an Uber driver and three blocks from your house and you pick up your last ride for the night and it's surging and they live 30 miles away. A lot of Uber drivers tonight.
Yeah.
So I guess surging is bad, but they live 30 miles away. I guess that's the point. They're three blocks from their house. Yeah. They want to go home.
You're about to turn it in for the night.
And you get a 30-miler.
And I wonder if that's what they say. Somebody away.
I wonder if Uber drivers are like have vernacular, if they're like, ah, I got a 30-miler.
Right. Maybe.
like, yes, that's right.
Yeah, you're not going to believe what I got. I got a 30-miler. Ah, that's the worst.
69 the cheesecake. Like if you're a waiter.
Right. Oh, man, we got someone who cheesecaked it. Yeah. They cheesecaked it. All right. 312-981-7200. I got a ton of texts. We're going to get to them. But first, let's get an update on tonight's news with Rob Martyr. So that's coming up. And then we will get to all your texts and phone calls. 312-981-7200. Amy Guth, Michael McCarthy in studio. Stay with us. Thank you, Mr. Martyr. It's Justin Kaufman. It's 720 WGN, and it's the worst. That's right. We're playing the worst, where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. Good prizes tonight. A pair of tickets to hang out with a Broadway composer. A pair of tickets to see the Barty Bunch. Also, a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. 312-981-7200. In studio with me, Michael McCarthy. He's a teacher at IO, as well as the show coming up he's going to be in called POV. Which will be on October 3rd. It's a talk show live on stage at IO. Michael will be the host. Also, longtime Second City alum, Saturday Night Live, Sesame Street. The list goes on and on and on, Michael. Always good to have you in studio, buddy.
It's great to be here.
Amy Guth, the host of Saturday Night Special. You can hear and the business lunch on Saturday. You do two shows. How do you do that? Do you stay at the radio station?
I do, yeah. I stay and I hang out in between shows.
Wow.
And I just, I go huddle in the green room and just write or hang out or take a nap,
whatever
right, is happening.
Right.
But yeah, it's not really worth going home. I mean, it's a weird break because it's 5 hours between them.
Yeah,
so it's like not really worth going home, but it's not really. It's kind of too long to stay. So that's what I do. I hang out.
And that's good to know because I always hear there have been a couple times on Saturdays where I've heard you at 12 and I'm like, oh, there's Amy. And then I'll be like, turn the car on again later and then, hey, there's Amy. And I'm like, wait, has she been on the entire time? It's
I've possible. Only done that one time and it was during the blizzard.
Really?
I think Dean Richards was going to be on after me, and he couldn't get out of the airport or something. So I ended up sitting in the studio for 7.5 hours or something.
Wow.
At one point, I was like running out on the news breaks to the vending machine at the other end of the employee cafeteria, just like, what's left? I have like 12 cents. What do I have?
What do I have? Loot it. You should have just looted.
Shaking the vending machine for anything.
Amy's also working on her documentary on online harassment, abuse, and civility. That should be. And that has changed from a one-off sort of documentary to a series that you're working on.
Yeah. Because you know what, I really just couldn't stomach putting things like Facebook bullying and snark as the default language of the internet in the same breath as revenge porn and things like that. Right? It just too much, and so I split it into a series, and it's the topic that keeps on giving. So I
look forward
roll
to
along.
All right, so let's get to it. 312-981-7200. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to Maureen. Maureen, what's the worst, Maureen?
The worst is when you go to the eye doctor to have eye surgery,
okay.
And you get two shots in your eye to numb it,
okay.
And just before they start the surgery, they decide to have a fire drill, so you have to go out into the parking lot and wait a half hour while they do clear the building, and then you have to go back in and get two more shots because you're no longer numb,
oh.
And you still get charged for them.
No!
Oh,
man. Yes.
Oh, Maureen.
I like how the part of that story we're horrified by is that she got charged for it.
I know.
She got a shot in her eye.
So you got charged for four shots.
Oh.
Correct.
That's ridiculous.
Wow.
I know.
That's on them because that was a fire drill. It wasn't an actual fire,
I know.
Right?
I had to call and make a big stink, and eventually they did take the charges away. But when
good
the bill
you.
Came, they had charged me for them. And I'm like, wait a minute. Oh. I was standing in the parking lot couldn't see because my eyes were dilated too. And then you give me, I had to go back in and get two more shots.
But they removed the syringe, right? At least they
removed. Oh, yes. Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
All right, Maureen, that's a good one. All right, stay on the line for that one. I like that one. That's a good, that's a leading candidate worst.
I can just imagine her, you know, you can't walk out to the parking lot. You have to be led to the parking lot and just stand there.
And imagine if it was a real fire alarm and the doctor just were like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, I got to get out of this building. She'd be like wandering on the walls, the whole thing with her puffy eyes.
So much could go wrong there.
Wow. That's untimely. That's an untimely. Let's go to Richard. Richard, what's the worst, Richard?
Yes. Before I get to that, the Route 66 Museum in Joliet, Illinois, a stand the bear signed by the real Bears team, 1985 Super Bowl champs. But the worst is being in Wisconsin, being one of the few Bear fans, and still having Jay, I wish I could quarterback Cutler as a quarterback.
Yeah. Jay Cutler, yeah. The idea of Jay Cutler still a Bear, I agree. That's the worst. I appreciate Richard. Thanks for that. You're right. I told you there'd be a lot of it, man. There's a lot of there's a lot of anger and emotion around the simmering. Chicago Bears. It's simmering.
Sure.
847 says, you know what? Speaking of self-checkouts, did you know Juul did away with self-checkouts? I did not.
Yeah, CVS too, or at least the one in around our neighborhood.
Well, the CVS didn't really have to because they never actually worked. They always just had a flipped over cart or a basket sitting on them.
Right,
I don't think they ever worked at the one by me.
Yeah. Pardon our mess.
Right.
We're under construction. Like that, all of New York had that. The South Bronx said, pardon our mess.
Yeah, right. Like, 847 says the worst is working in a fast food restaurant. A guy comes in and takes his shoes off and takes money out of it to pay for the food.
Oh.
Come on now. That is... No, that's just not good.
Oh, that's just part of the intelligentsia.
Yeah, that's
I bet he has a story.
Let's get a real strong story.
Like Woody Guthrie.
Sit down. He's a man of the people, right?
Have a chin wag.
312, the worst is saving up for your first real vacation.
Oh.
Only to spend 3 of the 4 days alone with a stomach bug.
Oh. That's sad.
Yeah, sometimes they get sad. That's the one thing you got to be ready. I don't think I prepped you guys.
Yeah.
It can get sad.
But at least there's nobody put a needle in your eye, huh?
Right.
I think that's going to be for a week. That's what I'm going to talk to Susan and Sophia about.
All right, here we go. This is a good one. There's always sad, and then there's very technical.
Okay.
That's what happens with the worst. You have funny, sad, and technical.
I cannot wait.
630, the worst, working in the catering industry as a server. And everybody loves the bartenders and throws wads of cash at them. Meanwhile, the servers have to clean up all the glassware, keep the bar stocked, and people don't even acknowledge the server's existence, much less give them any tips. And just FYI, catering staff do not actually get the hourly rate the client is charged. And it continues.
Yeah, I feel you. I've been a cater waiter.
Me too.
And you're right. They do give the bartenders all the love, which is why you just have to become a bartender really fast.
You got to work it out. 312 says, when your school is at full capacity and your alderman wants to merge it with another school so everyone can be confused and uncomfortable.
Well, not just your alderman, but your mayor.
Right. A lot of people with titles want that to happen. Well, that is a bummer though. If you're used to a school being a certain way, and they're like, let's merge, let's change that environment. We saw that obviously with all the school closings and things. But yeah, that is definitely the worst.
Heartbreaking.
All right, let's see. The worst is the guy who parks their big, shiny, showy muscle car diagonally across two parking spots in a crowded parking lot.
I find that my keys drop right on the hood usually.
Usually.
Just completely. Sort of like Amy and her sling.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that I spelled you're parking like an idiot with my key. Because I misspelled idiot. Because it was ironic.
It was ironic. I wanted. 224 says the worst is people who sail through stop signs like the rules don't apply to them. Wow.
Can't argue with that.
At least. Nobody stuck needles in your eye.
Exactly. 815, the new credit debit card chip. It's not faster. That's what I'm saying, man. 630, the worst is when your flight is delayed due to a belligerent passenger and you missed your brother's wedding that you were supposed to officiate.
Wow.
Oh, my Lord. That can't be true.
I was going to say, were you the belligerent passenger, sir?
That would be terrible.
That would be terrible.
But what happened? Like, when your flight's delayed due to, I mean, how belligerent does the passenger have to be to for the flight to be that late to your brother's wedding? Did you time the flight to show up like a half hour? Like, if everything goes perfect, I will be right at that. I'll be officiating that wedding right when I land. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there doesn't seem like there's a lot of wiggle room on either side of that.
And I feel like if you're the officiant, you probably need to get there the night before.
Yeah. Spring for the old hotel room.
Yeah.
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 Or if you're the officiant, I think they have to spring for it for you.
What is it in broadcast? Prior planning prevents poor performance, the 5 P's.
The 5 P's.
I think you could apply that to a wedding, too.
630, this is a good one. This is one of my faves. This might make the actual top three here. Social media during the election season. Even the cat videos have an agenda. That's a good one.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one. All right. Let's go to Patrick. Patrick, what's the worst, Patrick?
Hey, the worst is when you're working in an attic and you have to get into the attic using a 10-foot ladder, and you go to get out of the attic, and one of the people you've worked with moved said ladder.
Ooh.
And you're so hot that you didn't even care to look. You thought, of course, the ladder's here. Why wouldn't the ladder be there?
Oh, no.
And you dropped 10 feet onto the floor.
Are you okay? Like, did you break anything?
Yeah, I didn't break anything, but, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody realizes how attics get really, really, really hot. Like, on any given day, that if it's sunny out, your attic's usually like 120 degrees.
Yeah.
So we have a rule in the summer, you know, you only work 20 minutes in the attic, then you come down for 10.
Yeah.
So on. But when you're working on something, you know it's only going to take a couple more minutes. You know, I always think about that 20-minute rule. Yeah, and I was a little lightheaded, came out. Like I said, let's put my foot on the ladder with all my weight. And just went, right out the hatch.
All right, thanks, Patrick. Thanks for that. That's
gives me new insight in terms of Anne Frank.
Doesn't be. There you go, right.
Yeah.
Strong. Any attic and Frank. 901, the worst sticky buns. That's all it is.
That's the pastry, right?
I think so. I hope so. You know what's the worst? Air mattresses. It feels like sleeping on a damn pool toy. The worst? Male pattern baldness on your aunt. What is that? All right, 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll reward the winners tonight. There's a lot of worse going on here on the download. Stay with us.
It's going down,
y'all. 773 says the worst is when you go to the casino with your sister, and every time you win a little money, she's got her hand out asking for some.
Yeah. I told my brother not to text.
214 says the worst is when you text the worst with the best kick-ass worst, and all you get is crickets.
That's nice. That one's kind of meta. I like
815,
it.
815. This must be from a police officer. 815 says the worst is patting down an arrest and squeezing his colostomy bag.
I hope.
Oh, man.
I hope it's a cop.
And 708 says, getting a shot in the roof of your mouth. Not the gum, but the roof. Mm. Oh.
We can hook that one up with Maureen. They can talk about shots.
You guys can make it all happen.
Yeah.
Wow. 312-981-7200. Amy Guth and Michael McCarthy in studio. Let me give their titles and everything here. Amy, of course, can hear on WGN Radio Saturday. She does the business lunch. It's 12, and then she's back on at 7. With Saturday Night Special. Michael McCarthy, also doing the online harassment documentary, which is going to be a series coming out soon. Michael McCarthy teaches at I.O., is a former Second City main stage guy, also Saturday Night Live writer, as well as Sesame Street writer. I love that credit. And he is a teacher at I.O., and he's going to be in the show POV October 3rd at I.O. It's a talk show. Michael will be hosting it. All right. So let me read what we've got for the top three prizes. I have to do this for work here. For third place, you're going to get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnatis.com. Second place is going to get you a pair of tickets to the Barty Bunch playing at the Mercury Theater Chicago from September 15th to November 20th. Come on, get happy at this musical parody mashup of a dozen Shakespeare plays set in the 70s and featuring the warring sitcom families Brady and Partridge. Get tickets at mercurytheaterchicago.com or call 773-325-1700. I heard Anna Belleval was all over that this morning. I was watching. She was at the. She performed in it.
Wow.
Yeah, they had a little thing on GN Morning News.
I'd love to see it. Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, right? It's like a nice little mashup. And first place tonight is going to get you a pair of tickets to an unforgettable evening of music with the Broadway composer Stephen Schwartz as he shares live performances and behind-the-scenes stories from Tony Award-winning musicals Pippin, Godspell, and Wicked. It's at the Mackinac Center in DuPage on Friday, October 7th. Call 630-942-4000 for tickets. That's at the College of DuPage, the Mac at the College of DuPage. All right, so that's the third, second, and first. All right. 262 just brought one in that I think is great, although it won't make it to the top three. The worst is spending the whole evening at the emergency room, but nobody helps you, so you got to call 911. Oh, no. Right? Terrible. 309 says the worst is accepting a job 2 months ago and just finding out that the business is on the auction site.
Oh.
So what does that mean?
Sign of the times.
Means it's a going out of business?
Zeitgeist.
There you go. All right. All right. So let's do this. Okay. So third place tonight is going to go to a texter. This was 630. I'm getting down. I'm going to find it here. Da, da, da. Yeah. 630 says... What do you know what's the worst? Social media during the election season, even the cat videos have an agenda. That's third place. They're going to get a pizza, Lou Malnati gift card. Congratulations on that. All right, second place. Are we ready for second place? Second
sure.
place is going to be for caller Allie. Allie, who says that the worst is waking up from a great dream and not being able to go to it, unless it's a nightmare, which you get sucked right back into. And it's true. And then it's something we have to figure out as a society as a whole. I don't know how we do it.
I remember reading recently that Rod Serling would eat very spicy food, set his alarm clock, and wake up at 3 in the morning and write down his nightmares, and those became Twilight Zones.
Wow.
Is that really true?
Yeah, apparently.
That's worth trying. I'm
so
just
spicy
saying.
Food is like the lead into nightmares?
Maybe whatever the opposite might get you back to your rom-com.
If you eat blood,
vanilla,
like malto meal,
just your bland food.
You're writing episodes of Friends when you wake up.
A crusty Eponine police detective is befriended by a young upstart. I'm so there.
That's good. All right. So first place. Are we ready for Maureen? Maureen, are you on the line?
Yes. Thank you very much,
Maureen. You got first place for the terrible story. The worst. When going to the eye doctor, getting two shots in your eyes, and then having an impromptu fire drill where you have to go to the parking lot and then return and get two more shots, which they charged you for. It's a
Thank
ridiculous
you very
story.
Much.
So you're going to be able to go. So at least this makes up for some of that, let's just call it out, it was pretty tragic, your situation.
Well,
are you traumatized by it?
No, not at all. Okay. I'm from a big family. There's not much that can traumatize me. So,
I've had needles in my eyes many a time.
So thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Maureen. Stay on the line there. All right. So Maureen wins.
She's How big like, a family?
Yeah, right.
I love that. That's
the answer.
I'm from a big
family. You know
what?
I'm fine. Not even worry about it.
Listen, I don't need to.
Needles in the eyes, no big deal.
I can sleep.
It's a thing.
Michael McCarthy, Amy Guth, great to see you guys. Thanks for coming in studio and playing the worst tonight.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah.